We're visiting with Gene Tockley from Iowa State University here at the Climate Symposium in Lincoln. Gene, let's talk about your presentation here. You're going to focus on agriculture and the implications of climate change on agriculture and in the Midwest, and specifically a lot of the work you've done, of course, is based for Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Yes, statewide averages and also some individual station records where we can look at extreme events. Mm-hmm.
As we were talking here, one of the things you said you're going to do is kind of look back over the last 30, 40 years. And your point is that farmers have already started adapting or have been adapting to climate change for quite a while.
Yes, they've adapted to climate change like they've adapted to other threats and challenges to agriculture. So what I've tried to do is try to organize those and piece those together in terms of assembling those that are climate related.
And give me some examples of changes farmers have made over the years adapting to climate change.
Well, they plant earlier in the spring. When I was growing up on the farm, we would plant about corn about the 15th of May, but now they're planting about the 15th of April. So that's one. Tile drainage is another. They're putting in more and more tile drainage because of the increased precipitation we're having, particularly in spring. And they're putting pattern tile in on sloped surfaces, which by definition are well drained. So they are understanding that there is more precipitation and they're adapting to it.
I know we've talked before that you've said climate change could in the short term actually be positive for farmers.
Well, it is if you look at the yield records and you try to attribute what is the cause of these yield increases that we're seeing. And typically we've had about 2 bushel per acre yield increase, 2 bushels per acre per year increase over the last 40 or 50 years. But since 1995, it's been more like 3 bushels per acre per year. And that additional acre per bushel per acre per year, according to the independent plant breeders, seem to be due to climate change rather than breeding success, plant breeding success, or other technological changes.
What about going forward now? What might we be expecting?
If we look at the changes that have been occurring, and if we project those into the future, we're likely to see more precipitation in the spring and early summer. We've seen a shift toward in seasonality toward more precipitation the first half of the year. So that's going to continue to be a challenge, and getting the crop in is going to be a continued challenge. With the other concern that might arise is the increase in nighttime temperatures, which some suggest is going to be a limiting factor in terms of the grain filling during, particularly during August.
What, in your opinion, can farmers do to prepare for this going forward?
We're working with farmers and at the same time working with NOAA to try to develop seasonal forecasts and even interannual forecasts that will help farmers to make decisions with regard to fertilizer application, whether they should put fertilizer on in the fall or for the next season or wait till the spring, what length of hybrid they should plant, whether there's going to be suitable number of days for field work in the spring or whether their planting might be delayed. We're trying to focus on improving the forecasts so that farmers have better decision tools to work with.
Any other points that you are making here that you want to share?
Well, I think the key thing is that we ought to look at the past data and try to understand that and come to a shared understanding of that as we then look for ways to peer into the future to try to understand where our climate is going and understand that in the short term there will be a lot of interannual variability. There may be more droughts, there may be more floods, but in the long term it seems that we are on an upward trend in temperatures and also precipitation in this region, and so it's going to continue to offer some challenges.
I've heard people say we're going to see, as we have seen, I think, recently, is some more wider swings in weather, more intense storm systems and such.
Yes, I think this is true. And Dr. Oglesby pointed out this morning in his presentation that we have a dry pattern developing in the west and a moist pattern in the east. And so we sit in the boundary between those. And in any given year, the dry pattern from the west could slosh over the central plains and Iowa. And similarly, we could get a wet pattern in other years. So it's very likely, in my view, that the swings will be larger, and we could have, at the same time, in a given decade, more droughts and more floods.